Alan, that is that's a sickener this evening, isn't it, to concede with almost the very last kick of the game and your players are out on their feet.
It was, and you know, first half I thought we was deserved the lead. I thought we looked sharp, and the energy of the team was good. And in the second half, you could see it slowly getting away from us, that energy. We were struggling to get close. Noble come on and started getting an extra pass in, which was a problem for us. And they started creating chances, and we should do better on the first goal. Their first goal I'm talking about, and they score, and it gets the towels up, and then the energy was really evident. We put a few subs on, tried to, you know, put more energy into our team. But to go in the 94th minute, Abby Winger running into their corner, and then he crosses it. I mean, with a logical mind, obviously I'm the manager, I would have just run in the corner, accepted the point at that stage. But he's a young player, we're under pressure to win. He's put it in the box, we're out of sorts a little bit in terms of our shape. And they've gone up the other end and scored after what was a Herculean effort from the players, in my opinion. So I'm desperate for them. I'm desperately sad for them, because they put me giving everything tonight.
Just one more from me, Alan. Is it too simplistic to say that the two games in 3 days has cost you at least 2 points tonight in terms of the preparation time you had? I know we've talked about this before the game, but was it sort of evident there in what happened this evening?
I think anybody who was at the game could see that, the difference between us first half and the last 20 minutes of the game. We lost Matty Phillips in the warm-up, which meant we had to change our shape. And that was a problem. You don't going to get that sort of incident unless you're under the pressure we're under with a two-day turnaround. And, you know, I'm not here to offer excuses. It's not an excuse. It's a reality that is not fair on us. And unfortunately, in the end, we've suffered.
Your team, I thought, were magnificent, actually. So I thought Rondon was brilliant. I thought Burke had two good chances to win it when you sent him as a sub.
Yeah, he did. And it was unfortunate that the first one, he just couldn't quite get it out of his feet. He has such pace and, you know, I mean, he was fresh. You could see the difference in him in terms of his power of running. But the back four, the goalie in the midfield, I don't know how they coped at times today. They're under a lot of pressure, and they were brilliant for me. It's so disappointing to look at them and say we've come away with nothing.
And you must be heartily sick of the sight of Andy Carroll.
Andy Carroll was a good player. I still didn't expect him to put that in with his right foot from that angle. That is unusual. So we was a little bit unfortunate there as well.
And how do you move on now? Because you've got a tricky cup tie, a League Two side on Saturday. I mean, in terms of the FA Cup, I mean, how do you see that with the league position and everything after tonight?
Just try and win a game. You just got to, you know, get back to winning habits. And I can't talk about winning habits and managing the game when we had levels like we had tonight, because it's not fair for me to do that. We just have to dust ourselves down and try and get a win at Exeter.
And what's the news on Matty Phillips, Alan?
No idea, because it literally come in after the warm up. It wasn't like he did it at the start. So I'm hoping it's not too serious, because I think we all know that he was a big miss for us tonight. He's been a great player since he come back, and I'm sweating on him. I can't see him playing in the cup. I won't even bother to risk him. He's so important to us. So hopefully he'll be ready for Brighton. We'll see.
You need big, strong characters more than ever now, don't you?
Well, I don't doubt that. I can see that in the dressing room. We got the characters to fight. We will fight. But we, you know, as I say, I'm a little bit disappointed with some of our play second half in terms of our passing. But it's very difficult to question that with a turnaround that we had and the tiredness in the brain as much as the legs.
Was there an incident with Jake Livermore when he came off?
I just turn around and see Jake in the crowd. Jake ain't going in the crowd unless someone's provoked him terribly. So that's what I understand. That, and we'll have to wait and see.